Look, as far as trusted brands go, Choice for me is still up there.
Like, Choice?
Yeah, like, you know, Choice Magazine or the Consumer Group.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Choice seemed to me to still be very independent, regardless of brand and whatever.
No, no hidden agendas.
No, no.
Which is normally the way these days.
I know.
You'll flick on so many things going, oh, we think this is a number one product. And you dig deeper and it's like, of course you do, you own it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well,
they're just going under different names.
I think Choice is above all that.
Okay.
So whenever they release something, I'm pretty, I love reading it.
Yep.
And today it's all about the mistakes we're making at home when it comes to cleaning. Now, here's one that I wasn't sure I heard the guy right when I bought the dishwasher, but this confirms it. Because I was certain that when we bought the dishwasher a couple of years ago, bear in mind I've never had a dishwasher before this new house.
Yeah.
He said you need not rinse the plates before you put them in or the pots because there's sensors that can sense how much dirt is in there.
Yeah.
And if you start rinsing, it screws the sensors.
No, I haven't got one of those $9 million ones. I've just got to.
I've got a GB as well.
You know what brand it is, right?
What?
NASA. look at Tanya's NASA dishwasher. Look, I'm not sure.
No, it's true. You don't need to rinse your dishes.
I mean, I don't know how old mine is, so I don't know if that's the deal.
Yeah.
But definitely that goes on now.
Yeah.
So, at my parents' house, they pretty much wash the dishes before they put them in the dishwasher. And they're cleaner than my normal dishes before they go in the dishwasher.
It's when people run around going, quick, clean the house. Yeah. The cleaner's coming.
Exactly.
I've never understood that whole dishwasher clean. Mate, when I put in the dishwasher, it's still got steak bones on it.
and tomato sauce and everything.
Like $800 for this bloody thing, it'll wash the dishes.
Well, there you go. But if you've been undecided, you don't need to rinse. Now, what about cleaning your washing machine?
You what?
Cleaning your washing machine.
I think you'll find it washes itself, mate.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, Tanya. Yes,
I'm only new to this. I've only been doing this the last couple of years because I didn't know you had to.
What do you mean cleaning your washing machine?
Well, you can put, like you clean your dishwasher.
Yeah.
You do that too, don't you?
No.
You've got to clean your dishwasher occasionally.
Oh, it can't be with all that space age technology. I'm sure it's doing itself.
It doesn't.
No?
So there's stuff you buy to pop in the dishwasher and let it do its cycle and clean it.
Oh.
Same for your washing machine. There's stuff you buy. Well, you don't have to. You can just...
Oh, it's a con.
I've put vinegar in there and let the vinegar do a wash cycle.
Your clothes must smell wonderful.
But that's another thing. We've got to wash our washing machines.
Yep.
Okay, so you can buy... Just listen to how we're even saying it. We've got to wash our washing machines.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's to get rid of the fluff or something?
No, just to build up. There's this scummy build up from greasy clothes and all the microbes that live on our skin.
Oh, here she goes.
Yuck.
It's revolting.
Okay, no, look, I did know about the dishwasher. I did not know about the washing machine.
Neither did I. So, well, I do now.
Yeah.
So, how often do you change your sponges in the kitchen?
Oh, often.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, that is one of my...
Pet hates.
And they get so manky quick.
And they stink.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So, every other week...
Yeah, easy. Yeah. Easy.
Yeah,
and let's face it, they're dollar for four.
Yeah, exactly. They're cheap.
I mean, the one thing I do find, though, when you find those sponges, you know, and they're $8, for what?
Yeah.
And for what?
It's going to get as dirty as the other one, exactly.
Yeah. Look, there's a whole bunch of stuff, but the last one that I wanted to bring up, because I am so horrendously guilty of this. I didn't even think of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say to you, I do my skirting boards and I try and keep my house clean and I love being clean. Well, the touch points. Especially now with COVID.
What's that?
The touch points are your light switches.
Oh, yeah.
I don't wipe them.
Don't you?
No. I don't have to because you just wave your hand across mine and they work. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
No, it's true. I've seen her stand outside her house.
No, it's not true.
Yeah.
But
we
light
drive
switches...
down the driveway. I can't tell you. Here's a tip if you visit Tanya.
You're joking.
You always have a full tank of petrol because by the time you get from the street to the front door down that driveway,
absolutely
long run.
No, light switches.
And that's in Hamilton.
Stop it. Light switches and door handles.
Yeah.
Do you do yours?
Actually, I do.
Wow.
I do. No, but you know why?
Why?
Not for that thought. But for some reason, BJ's got such grubby hands. I thought like my normal white light switches, I go, why is there muck on there? And off I go and get my. I don't know what it is, but. They always look a bit grubby.
Well,
yours
you
wouldn't.
Go. No. What about you? Do you clean your light switches and door handles, Ryan?
Only when a gastro bug's gone through the house. So every 6 months.
I'm surprised it took him this long to bring up gastro.
Yeah.
In a clean chat.
I was going to say, why are you doing this chat and even giving him eye contact? Because hazmat suit's going to come in any moment now.
100%.
The one thing that I do, and I'm curious to know whether you guys do, you know that I do this because I do it in hotel rooms. clean my remote controls.
No, I don't do that.
No, I
use the antibacterial wipes.
No.
No?
I use what's called the front of my shirt. Okay.
Very simple.
Right here, am I right?
Yep, absolutely.
Tenny, you pick it up and go, there we go. Rub and then change channel. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Okay, the front of my shirt is fine.
Right. Well, maybe occasionally give the old remote.
You're
going to
catch your own germs. What are you worried about?
Maybe if someone else could touch my remote.
No one touches my remote.